Northern Iraq and the battle against militants of the so-called Islamic State, or IS, according to the Kurds, their forces have won what they describe as their biggest victory yet in the fight with IS, breaking the siege of Mount Sinjar, where thousands of Yazidis and other refugees had been trapped since August. Joining us from Beirut is the Financial Times correspondent Erica Solomon. Erica, has there been any reliable or independent confirmation of what the Kurds are claiming in relation to this big battle?
Hi, Richard. I'm not present there, so I can't confirm, but there do seem to be journalists close to the area where the fighting is happening. So while we can't obviously yet confirm that they've made it to Mount Sinjar, they are definitely on the advance over there. They've also been putting out videos. So while we're not totally confirmed yet, the real confirmation will come when people trapped on the mountain start coming back down. It does look like they are, in fact, gaining momentum.
The Kurds say that they had some 8,000 men involved in this fight, this two-pronged attack, as they described it. It was obviously quite significant. How important is it from the symbolism point of view, I suppose, Erica?
Yeah, I think for Kurds, this is symbolically very important. Over the summer, the Islamic State offensive on Kurdish areas took everyone by surprise, and particularly the assault on areas held by Yazidis, which is a minority sect in Iraq. And they just swept through these towns. People fled, a lot of it in fear. And there were reports of killings, women being taken slaves. And a lot of them fled up to the top of this mountain where they were basically trapped. And some of them went days without much food or water. It was a huge humanitarian crisis. And it was really a blow to the morale of the Kurds, who thought they were going to be able to hold up against ISIS even while the rest of Iraq's forces were crumbling in the face of its advances. So to gain this back for them is really going to make them feel more empowered.
Oops, we seem to have lost Erica Solomon there. Well, let's just see if we can re-establish connection with her on Skype. She was talking to us from Beirut. That's Erica Solomon, the Financial Times correspondent. We'll get back to her a little later on, if we can. Oh, she's there. Erica, can you hear us?
Yeah, oh, sorry about that.
Sorry, we lost you just towards the tail end of it. We're just going to move on to the... Because at the same time as we were hearing this announcement of this Kurdish win on Mount Sinjar, we had the Pentagon saying that their airstrikes, the US airstrikes, have killed several high-ranking military leaders of IS in Iraq.
That's right. They're claiming that they've captured... that they have killed about three in recent airstrikes this month. Again, usually these sort of hardline Islamist groups and then in the likes of Al-Qaeda will confirm killings of their leadership. So we should see in the coming days some sign of this from the community itself, whether or not that's true, I would expect. And then to me, that will be a sign that, you know, really, in fact, they got the guys they said they have. What a lot of security analysts are saying is that if it is true, if we can confirm it, it's going to be a huge deal because it will mean that now U.S. military is able to get some actionable intelligence, as they call it, on ISIS inside Iraq, which will be very important for them. But the problem with these groups is they usually have a very intricate network of leaders. So just because we take out three doesn't mean that the U.S. can claim victory. They'll probably be quickly replaced, and it's a long battle when you start taking out militant leaderships like this.
Erica, thank you very much indeed for talking to us. Erica Solomon there.